stance, take off the historical program angle, is that the reason why the Big Ten has trouble against SEC players, SEC teams, is because of the team speed. And it's not because of the team speed in the game. It's because they can't prepare for it. They don't have the type of speed on in the D-line that we have. So how can you prepare your offense to really get them ready for that type of game speed? Now, we have big guys who can help our offense and defense prepare for how they play in the trenches. It's hard for them to do the same for us. And I think, obviously, we have a couple studs on the defensive line that I think is going to hurt their offensive line more than they really expect. My fear is, can we contain Trace McSorley? Because that Louisville game really, really has me uneasy with how Cunningham kind of ran all over our defense that game.
What was the difference that you saw between what you saw in that game versus the job Kentucky did against a guy like Fitzgerald in September when Mississippi State came in?
Because Fitzgerald was more on the Tim Tebow angle. He's a big plotter, if you ask me. Cunningham is more of a speed guy. So even though it's harder to bring down Fitzgerald, it's very when somebody like Cunningham gets his feet going, it's hard to catch up with him. He needs a little more fast twitch muscles than Fitzgerald. So Trace isn't Cunningham speed, but he's not a plotter like Fitzgerald or Tebow.
So, talk with Van Hiles, former Kentucky player, in a bowl game with Kentucky in the 93 Peach Bowl. One of the all-time leaders in pass breakup list for Kentucky. I think Derek Beatty is – you're in a three-way tie with a couple of other guys on that pass breakup chart, second maybe, and then Derek Beatty's coming after you tomorrow.
Honestly, that's not a great stat to be on. That's bad for me to drop a lot of them. So, it's still good to be in the record books. I wish it was more on the INT angle than the pass breakups, but a record's a record, I guess.
There you go. As I mentioned earlier, there'd be so much focus on Benny chasing the Sonny Collins record, but if this plays out favorably for Kentucky, you know, it could be a little glimpse into the 2019 season, because I would think the defense will have some level of regression with the guys that they're losing. I think they can still be good. I don't think they can be as good as they are this year, certainly at least to start the year. But I can see the offense significantly growing in Terry Wilson's second season, and then a guy like Lynn Bowden, who really came on strong down the stretch.
Yes, I honestly think the defense could potentially be a little better.
Really?
And the reason why I say that is I think it'll be more of a team effort, and we kind of minimize, we don't talk about the defensive tackles as much. Bohanna and I can't think of the guy's name now.
McCall?
The way they push the pocket and the way they allow the linebackers to actually flow while guards and centers chip into to come to them, I think that is huge. Now, we obviously lose the big sack guy, but I think we gain two guys next year that should be even better than they were this year, especially having Pascal probably going to move back to outside linebacker. But the offense should be very explosive. I think if we get, I don't know the whole story behind Javonte coming from JUCO, if he's really coming or not, but whatever it is, those young guys having another year, another summer, another spring football practice with Terry gaining that cohesiveness between those two, between those two groups, I think the offense with AJ, which I think is going to have a really good advantage if we exploit it on linebackers and routes out of backfield, I think the offense is going to be really nice. And I really think the defense is going to be pretty good.
Really good stuff with Van Hiles. Where can they follow you on Twitter, Van?
VStyle17.
Look for that on Twitter today as you prepare yourself for Kentucky-Penn State tomorrow. Thanks and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Ms. Leach.
As Van Hiles, we're going to take a quick break. He joins us on the Kentucky Branded Hotline here in Orlando. Next up, John Hale. We'll get a recap of that coaches' news conference that has wrapped up. This is the Leach Report. We're served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington, two locations in Hamburg and in the Palomar Center. Great way to ring in the new year with a breakfast, brunch, or lunch at Wild Eggs. Everything made from scratch.
Look for the Leach Report on Facebook. Show updates, contests, and other cool stuff. Check it out today.
Welcome back into the Leach Report from Orlando. We're here at the Team Hotel. We're served up by Wild Eggs of Lexington. And on the Kentucky-branded hotline is John Hale from the Courier-Journal.